This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة وتسليما يليقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميمين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون صدق الله العظيم سورة آل عمران verse number 103 Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us And he commands us generally. Well, amru idha kana aman fayufidu al-wujub. And a command, if it is general, then it means it is compulsory. In fact, this thing that we are speaking about today, is that a sunnah? It's not fard kifaya, which is a communal obligation. Like when somebody dies, performing their janazah and burying them is a fard kifaya. إِذَا أَقَامَ بِهِ الْبَعْضِ سَقَطَ الْإِثْمُ عَنِ الْبَاقِي If some of the people of the community perform the janazah, then the sin falls away on the others. So what we're speaking about today is not, it's not a sunnah, it's not something that is optional. Nor is it a fard kifaya, something which is a communal obligation. It is fard ayn. It's an individual obligation on each and every single believer. And that is what? وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا All of you hold together firmly to the rope of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it as الْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَمْ فِصَامَ لَهَا This rope of Allah, it is indestructible. لَمْ فِصَامَ لَهَا الْعُرْوَةِ الْوِثْقَى And of course, هَذِي جُمْلَةً وَالتَّفْصِيلًا That's comprehensively. And in detail, it is the teachings of the Holy Qur'an and the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, خَيْرِ الْأَنَامِ صَلَوَاتُ رَبِّهُ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْهِ All of you, hold together to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Prophet ﷺ described the book of Allah, وَهُوَ حَبْلُ اللَّهِ الْمَتِينَ وَهُوَ ذِكْرُ الْحَكِيمِ It is the indestructible rope of Allah. It is the most wisest remembrance of Allah. وَهُوَ صِرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ It is the straight path of Allah. هُوَ الَّذِي لَا تَزِيغُ بِهِ الْأَهْوَاءِ No whims and fancies can corrupt it. وَلَا تَلْتَبِسُ عَلَيْهِ الْأَلْسِنَةِ No incorrect pronunciation can corrupt it. ولا يخلق على كثرة الرد. You'll never get bored, no matter how many times you read it. ولا يشبع منه العلماء. The scholars never get there full of it. They never get there full of it. They always want more. ولا تنقضي عجائبه. And you'll never be ceased to be amazed by it. هُوَ الَّذِي لَمْ تَنْتَهِ الْجِنُّ إِذْ سَمِعَتْهُ حَتَّى قَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا. Even the jinn, when they heard it, they said, we've heard an amazing reading. مَنْ قَالَ بِهِ صَدَقْ. Whoever quotes the Quran has spoken the truth. وَمَنْ عَمِلَ بِهِ أُجِرٍ. And whoever acts on the Quran will be greatly rewarded. وَمَنْ حَكَمَ بِهِ عَدْلًا. And whoever rules by the Quran is ruled with justice. وَمَنْ دَعَى إِلَيْهِ هُدِيَ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And whoever calls to it, to the Quran, they will be guided on a straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the thing that unites us. This is the thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to hold firmly to. That coupled with the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they are inseparable. They are inseparable. Why? Because كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, in the testimony of Aisha radiallahu anha, كان قرآنا يمشي بين الناس. He was a walking Quran. You want to see how to live the Quran, to practice the Quran, to implement the Quran, to imbibe the Quran? Read the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Practice his sunnah, his aqwal, his af'al wa taqriratu, his words, his deeds, and his tacit approval. I love that translation. Taqrirat, his tacit approval. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah commands us, all of you hold together to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Be united and don't be divided. And strange enough, there's another verse. وَإِن تَنَزَعْتُمْ فِي أَمْرٍ فَرُدُّهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. And if you do disagree on something, if something does cause you to be divided, then surrender it to Allah and His Messenger. Go back to the Quran and the Sunnah. And then again you'll be united. Such a simple formula. But we Muslims, we look everywhere except in the right place. That's why Allah says, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Where are you going? What do you want? What are you looking for in life? Looking to the west? Looking to the east? Listening to this analyst? Listening to that expert? Allah says, where are you going? In huwa. This is in the nafia. Ima huwa. This Quran is nothing but. In huwa illa dhikru lil alameen. A reminder for all the worlds. Liman sha'a minkum. For the one that wants to be on the straight path of Allah. We want to be on Allah's straight path together, united. Then we have to hold on to this indestructible rope of Allah. Taraktu fikum amrayn. The Prophet said in his farewell sermon, I left for you two things. I left for you how many? Five? Seven? Ten? Two! One, two. So cute when you ask the little ones, you know, when they just start speaking, count for me. One, two. So easy. Even an infant, 2 years of age, counts so beautifully. One, two. Taraktu fikum amrayn. I've left two things for you. Lan tadillu ma intamasaktum bihima. Lan tadillu. Allah gives. Or in this case, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gives the outcome in the beginning of the sentence. He says, I've left you two things. Lan tadillu. You'll never go astray. So he really gives the outcome. Ma intamasaktum bihima, as long as you are holding on to them. As long as you are holding on to these two things, you will never ever go astray. You'll never be divided. And when we're a united ummah, you know what we are capable of? Allahu Akbar. The Sahaba left Medina And in 70 years, they'd conquered the known world, or just about. They reached the Pyrenees Mountains of France in the west, and Guangzhou in China in the east. I think they say the... It's not confirmed, but there is a qabr there of Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. I think many of our community have actually been there. I've met some of people told me they've actually visited that masjid, the oldest masjid in China. Did they do that? Bickering, arguing, fighting, slandering, pointing fingers. Ek is reg en jy is verkeerd. Jy kan nie van my vertel nie. No. They did it, they accomplished it by holding on firmly together to that indestructible rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kitab Allah, he answered, was sunnati, the book of Allah, these two things, the book of Allah and my way of life. Not rocket science. You don't need Elon Musk for this one. Elon Musk, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. So here we have a command, وَأْتَصِمُوا, and we have a prohibition, وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. All of you hold together, be united. فَرْضَعِينَ, it's compulsory to be united. And it is haram to be divided. And so Allah doesn't like groups. He doesn't like groups. Because He knows where groups are going to take us. You know, when you join a group, then you get handed a syringe. A proverbial syringe. And written on that syringe is cognitive dissonance. You know? We're the best. Don't listen to them. You know? Onze sheikh is meer geleerd as wat alle sheikh is. You know, when I embraced Islam 33 years ago, it was one of the first conversations I heard in the Muslim community. There was some khilaf on a certain mas'ala, and I heard them literally saying, Onze sheikh is meer geleerd as alle sheikh. Our teacher is more learned than their teacher. Our teacher was so many years at this institute, and their teacher... Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيعًا لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. Indeed, those who broke up their religion into groups, you, O Muhammad, have nothing to do with them. Is there something in that that is difficult to understand? I mean, I'm being serious. I'm being honest. I mean, I've now given you the translation of the meaning of that ayah. Sheikh, was that an accurate translation? Anybody else here that knows Arabic? Was that an accurate translation? لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. Those that have broken up their religion into groups. You, Muhammad, have nothing to do with them. Because Allah knows. If they had to have made themselves into groups, wallahi, they would never have left Medina. And the other verse, وَالَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. As for those who broke up their religion into groups. Oh, sorry, I left out something. Forgive me. Forgive me. وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا. Now, Shia, or Shia, here has nothing to do with the Itnashariya, with the Iranian Shias. The 12ers, as they call themselves. Shia here means, and they were partisans. And they were part, when the Quran was being revealed, there was no such thing as the Shia. So when Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا, means they were partisans. Meaning they were biased. Those that broke up their religion into groups, and they were biased. Our group is better than your group. We're on the haq, and you're on the batil. That's what وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا. They were partisans. The second verse, وَالَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا. Those that broke up their religion into groups, and they were partisans, they were biased against one another. كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. Every group thinking that they are better than the next one. As clear as the sun in the middle of the sky on a cloudless day. So, what do we have here? We have a command to be united, and we have a prohibition not to be divided. Beautiful example. Yes, we have different schools of thought in Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We have the main four schools of thought, although they're not the only four. There's also other mujtahideen, Awza'i, Sufyan al-Thawri, Abu Dawud al-Zahiri, besides the four schools. Even later scholars like Ibn Taymiyyah made ijtihad in various masail, but we still have the main four schools of thought. But all four of these schools are based on Quran and Sunnah. In no way should a person belonging to a school of thought. A school of thought is not a group. It was never meant to be a group. Just a school of thought. And then we have the masail of taqleed and talfiq. That's another topic for another time. But there's nothing, there's nowhere in the Quran or in the Sunnah that prevents taqleed or talfiq. Except in a few instances. Very small few instances. Where you go from one madhab to another. There's nothing prohibiting that. But a nice example of unity, being fard'ain was the late Al-Imam al-Shaheed Hassan al-Banna, rahimahullah ta'ala. When he came into the masjid, and he literally saw that the musallis were with a box. They were fighting each other. He said, what is going on here? He said, no, this guy came into our masjid and he wants to do the Hanafi iqama. And we are Shafi'i. So that led them to blows. You know, I mean, Al-Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, he says, Kullu nasi iyalun ala fiqh Abi Hanifa. That's Imam Shafi'i. Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi'i said, everyone is dependent or is a dependent of the fiqh of Abu Hanifa. And out of respect, you know, the Hanafis don't do the khunut. When Al-Imam al-Shafi'i went to go and visit the qabr of Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah ta'ala, when it came time for Fajr and they were making Salah in the area, in the designated space for Salah, next to where he was buried, he didn't make the qunut out of love and respect for his teacher's opinion. Although he wasn't a direct student, but Imam Shafi was the student of this main student of Abu Hanifa, Muhammad ibn Hassan al-Shaybani. And they loved each other, wallah. Imam Malik ibn Anas, Imam Dar al-Hijra, and Imam Abu Hanifa, they used to meet during the Mawsim. They were contemporaries. Then Al-Imam Shafi was a student of Imam Malik, and Imam Ahmad was a student of Imam Shafi. Imam Shafi was a student of the student of Abu Hanifa. And they all had the greatest love and respect for one another. So Al-Imam Hassan al-Banna, he wants to know, what is going on? He said, no. This guy wants to come to the Hanafi Iqama in the Shafi Madhab, in the Shafi Masjid Afwan. You know what he answered? He said, the Iqama is Sunnah. Leave it out. Unity is Fard'ain. Allah, please don't go now home and say, Sheikh Ali, I said, we don't have to make Iqama anymore. You know what I mean. Priorities to that degree. That if you have to leave out a Sunnah in order to maintain unity, because unity is fard'ain. Unity is an individual responsibility, obligation. We have to stay united, otherwise we end up where we are today. Wallahi, we are only where we are today because we are a ummah divided. With unity comes strength, and with disunity comes disaster. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Remember the favor of Allah on you. إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءَ. Now Allah speaking about the favor of Islam. Remember the favor of Allah upon you. The favor of Islam. That came to you when you were doing what? When you were killing one another. In Medina, Al-Aus wal-Khazraj, and in fact they come from the same mother. That's why they're called Abna'u Qayla, from Bani Azd, from Yemen. Al-Aus wal-Khazraj, basically two branches of the same tribe. But they were slaughtering one another in Jahiliyyah. And then if you go just before the time of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even in the time of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was Harbul Fijar between Qais Aylan and Quraysh, slaughtering one another. So Allah reminds, remember when you were really divided, you were killing one another, slaughtering one another, when you were humiliated by everybody around you. The Persians looked down on the Arabs. The Romans looked down on the Arabs. The Egyptians looked down on the Arabs. The Abyssinians looked down on the Arabs. Even the Himyarite kings, the kings of Himyar of Yemen, used to mock and humiliate the Arabs of the Arabian Peninsula. So he says, remember the favor of Allah on you when you were enemies of one another. You were downtrodden, like Sayyidina Umar said, Kunna adhilla. We were downtrodden. We were denigrated. We were humiliated. Fa'azzana Allahu bil Islam. And Allah made us great with what? With Islam. And every time we have sought greatness in anything but Islam, Allah has done what? Brought us down and humiliated us. We've spoken about that time and time and time again. So remember the favor of Allah on you. This is the thing that has ended division and brought you together. And Allah's given you the tools to maintain it and look after it. The Quran and the Sunnah. فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. What did Allah do? فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah united your hearts. It's like, you know, when this kalima shahada enters the heart becomes like a magnet. And it is drawn to every other heart that is beating with La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And then we get the ulfa, this bond, this unbreakable bond. If it is truly for the sake of Allah, it's unbreakable. You feel it especially when you go to Makkah, because you're more conscious of it. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ الرِّجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍ عَمِيقٍ لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. And proclaim the pilgrimage, O Abraham. They will come on foot and on every means of transport. They will come from every distant ravine and valley, that they might testify and they might witness the favor or the benefits that Allah has bestowed upon them. The benefit of belonging to one ummah. Not two ummahs. Not an Arab ummah and a Turkish ummah, or a Malay ummah and an Indian ummah, or a white ummah and a black ummah. Inna hadhi ummatukum ummatan wahida. This ummah of yours is one ummah, Allah says. Wa ana rabbukum fa'budun. Wa ana rabbukum fattaqun. And I am your Lord and worship me. I am your Lord and fear me. One ummah. One ummah. وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءَ فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. It's like the brick wall. The brick wall. المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان المرصوص. One believer to another, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is like a brick wall, like a supported structure. The one brick supporting the other brick. But you know what is the mortar. What's it called? The dagger. Any dakhanina? The dagger. The cement. The glue. The mortar that binds us together is this mortar, this bond of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Isn't it wonderful to be a Muslim? Allahu Akbar. You can truly meet, wallahi, you can meet another Muslim. You don't know him like they say from Adam. You don't know him from a bar of soap, but he's a Muslim. And you say to him, Ya Akhi, Inni Uhibbuka Fillah. Oh, my brother, I love you for the sake of Allah. What is this? Wallahi, this is a miracle. A miracle from Allah. And he looks at you, he's never seen you in his life. He says, Ahabbaka Allah alladhi ahbabtani min ajli wa ana uhibbuka fillahi aida. May Allah love you, my brother, for loving me for his sake, and I love you too for the sake of Allah. And then the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah will call out and he will say, Ayn al-Mutahabuna bi jalali. Just for that, for one Muslim going to another, brother to brother, sister to sister, guys, can Allah? Khadrakh fi yalana? Brother to brother, sister to sister. Just for that one action. Oh, my brother, I love you for the sake of Allah. I'm not worried whether you are Hanafi or Shafi. I'm not worried whether you are Ikhwani or Tablighi. I'm not worried whether you are Saudi or Kuwaiti. I love you for the sake of Allah. In the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call out and say, where are those who have loved each other for my sake? On this day, I will put them in my shade, on the day when there is no shade except my shade. Say, Alhamdulillah. 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 Ala ni'mat al-Islam wa kafa biha min ni'mat. One of the du'as our beloved Prophet used to make most in his life. All praise and thanks to you solely to Allah for the favor of Islam, and enough favor it is for us. Look at the people of Gaza. They've lost everything. Material. Which is nothing in the eyes of Allah. لو كانت الدنيا تعدل عند الله جناح بعوضة ما سقى كافرا منها شربة ماء. If the dunya and everything in it was worth more to Allah than the wing of a mosquito, not the wings, eh? The wing. One wing. If everything in the dunya was, the dunya and everything in it was worth more to Allah than the wing of a mosquito, Allah wouldn't have given the disbelievers one drop of water. So they've lost everything material. But they have retained everything that which is enough for them to attain eternal bliss in the Jannah in the hereafter. And that's what Allah is showing to us. But what is happening in Gaza, what is happening in Palestine, the dunya is worth nothing. And Iman and Islam and unity thereon is worth everything. Our beloved Prophet said, Salawatu Rabbi Salamu Alayhi said, ألا أخبركم بأفضل من درجة الصيام والصلاة والصدقة؟ قالوا بلى يا رسول الله. قال إصلاح ذات البين، فإن فساد ذات البين هي الحالقة. لا أقول تحلق الشعر ولكن تحلق الدين. He said, do I not inform you of something that is better in its degrees by Allah in reward than praying, fasting and giving charity? The Sahaba always looking for more things to do, for good things to do. They said, indeed, inform us, O Messenger of Allah. He said, reconcile between each other. Always make sure that you're on the best terms and relations with one another as Muslimin. For indeed, to divide between the Muslims is the destruction of their deen. وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. And call to mind when you were enemies and Allah bonded your hearts and you became by His favor brothers. Brothers. Abu Bakr al-Qurashi from Quraysh. Suhaib al-Rumi. I suppose we would have called him a whitey in those days. Salman al-Farisi from Persia. And Bilal ibn al-Rabah الحبشي آخى بينهم فجعلهم إخوانا في الله. He brought them together and made them all brothers for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وكنتم على شفا حفرة من أن. And you were on a precipice. You were about to fall into the fire the way you were behaving. فأنقذكم منه. But Allah saved you from it. With what? With Islam. With Iman. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. In this way, Allah makes clear to you His signs that you may be rightly guided. Jamaat al-Muslimin. I start with myself, and then I say to all of you, let's make it a duty. Let's make it a duty, an obligatory duty, as Allah has made it. And our beloved Prophet ﷺ has made it. Let's make it a duty that we strive for unity within the Ummah of Muhammad ﷺ. Unity on the truth. Not unity based on falsehood. Unity based on haqq, based on the teachings of the Holy Quran and the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad Khayr al-Anam, salawatu Rabbi salam alayhi. Then I guarantee you, we're going to see the help of Allah coming. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Do we have any, I see these papers here, but I'm not sure if these are old announcements. Any new announcements, Mr. Chairman? Oh yes, Masjid Love, you said. Masjid Love is doing a collection. Masjid Love does very good work, especially those masajid that are in areas where the people are really struggling economically and they battle to maintain their masajid and even battle on occasions to pay the imam and the caretaker, etc., etc. Masjid Love, for the last few years, has really stepped in and done great work in providing relief for these communities. So please donate generously to Masjid Love. They will be at the exits on your way out, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And then also, I'm going to ask you to make dua for a sister of ours that is very ill. It is Radia Begum Ahmed. Radia Begum Ahmed. She is very ill, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant her and all our sick, shifa, in kulli da, for all our deceased, Jannat al-Firdaus, and to accept all of our martyrs. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik sallim, wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا، يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا، يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا، يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا، وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك، يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك، ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير، إنك على كل شيء قدير. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغره طول الأمل، الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين، بلغ العلا بكماله، كشف الدجى بجماله، عظمت جميع خصاله. صلوا عليه وآله. صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى، ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم. أما بعد، فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة، إلى أين يا سادة الكرام؟ اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا، واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها، كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا أخبركم بأفضل من درجة الصيام والصلاة والصدقة؟ قالوا: بلى يا رسول الله. قال: إصلاح ذات البين، فإن فساد ذات البين هي الحالقة، لا أقول تحلق الشعر ولكن تحلق الدين. أعوذ بكم من هناك إلى هنا، وما أدراك ما هنا؟ هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى: البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت، اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. ويقول أيضا: كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة ولم يتق الله تعالى وطاعته، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت واتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن، واكثروا عباد الله. من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين والبدر والحنين، وعن سار أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سار صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في غزة، اللهم انصرهم، اللهم ارمي عنهم إذا رموا وسد عنهم إذا رموا. اللهم عليك بالصهاينة ومن والاهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من أيديهم وارزقنا صلاة فيه وحر عزيز يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة.
Close all gaps, heels and land, shoulder to shoulder. Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم الصراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ما لكم إذا قيل لكم انفروا في سبيل الله اثاقلتم إلى الأرض أرضيتم بالحياة الدنيا من الآخرة فما متاع الحياة الدنيا في الآخرة إلا قليل إلا تنفروا يعذبكم عذابا أليما ويستبدل قوما غيركم ولا تضروه شيئا والله على كل شيء قدير. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس اشفي أنت شافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش الكريم أن يشفي أختنا راضية اللهم اشفيها من كل داء اللهم اشفيها من كل داء اللهم اشفيها من كل داء برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين وتقبل شهداءنا يا أكرم الأكرمين وأصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار واحفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة يا عزيز يا غفار وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
I'm going to check you.